The headlines this hour. Washington says the oil spill is the worst environmental disaster America has seen. A top U.S. general says the Afghan war will continue beyond the Obama deadline. International aid ships sail towards Gaza. They are defying Israeli threats to stop them. And fresh travel disruptions in the UK as British Airways cabin crew resume a strike.
Well, it's half past midnight here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another bulletin of World News on Press TV.
Thanks for joining us. U.S. officials are getting more and more concerned about the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, a White House senior official now says the slick is the worst environmental disaster in the U.S. history. Here's more.
We are prepared.
The White House environmental czar, Carol Browner, said the amount of crude spilt from the BP well is even more than the 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster. Browner also said efforts to cap the BP rig could take until August.
There could be oil coming up till August when the relief wells are dug. I think, David, it's important to know that there's not just one being dug. There are two, because we insisted, the government insisted, that there be a second one in case something went wrong with the first one.
Oil has been gushing into the Gulf of Mexico for the past 41 days. BP is now trying to cap the leaking oil well using a procedure called the Lower Marine Riser Package Cap. Another operation named Top Kill failed earlier, but BP says it's uncertain whether the new option will work.
Well, the relief well at the end of August is certainly the end point on this game. We failed to wrestle the beast of the ground yesterday. We're going to go in and put a cap on it. We'll be able to produce the fluids. The next step is to make sure that we minimize the oil and pollution going into the Gulf. Main thing now is to contain it, that's exactly what everyone would expect us to do, is not stop after this setback yesterday.
Meanwhile, Americans are becoming increasingly disappointed and frustrated with the situation.
It was heartbreaking, knowing that it didn't work. I didn't expect it to work, but hopefully it was going to work, and didn't.
They need to do something about it. Needs to get it done quick, save our coast.
At least 6 million gallons of crude has so far poured into the Gulf of Mexico since the BP rig blew up on April 20th. The U.S. President Barack Obama is under sharp criticism for his handling of the disaster. The White House is facing another major political test, as well as a race against time to contain the slick.
Well, the commander of the U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan says the war in the country will extend long beyond President Obama's deadline.
It's a long-term prospect. And President Obama reaffirmed in Washington, D.C., and I was able to sit in that meeting with President Karzai, the strategic partnership, an enduring strategic partnership, which is way beyond July 2011. I think that President Obama's decision to begin reduction of U.S. forces in the summer of 2011 really needs to be put in that context.
Well, McChrystal also stressed that progress towards stability in the war-torn country will be slow. His comments come as the U.S. military death toll in the war has passed the 1,000 mark. Meanwhile, another NATO soldier has been killed in southern Afghanistan. NATO said the soldier died following a, quote, small arms attack. The alliance has withheld the nationality of the dead soldier. The death brings to 222 the number of foreign troops killed in Afghanistan so far this year.
Well, two separate bomb blasts have hit Afghanistan, leaving 10 Afghan security forces dead. In the northeastern province of Badakhshan, at least 7 policemen were killed after a roadside bomb targeted their vehicle. 2 other officers were injured in the attack. The bombing is being blamed on the Taliban militants. In separate incident, a roadside bomb hit a convoy of Afghan army soldiers in the eastern Nangarhar province, killing 3. This just hours after militants attacked a NATO supply convoy in the southern province of Ghazni.
Iran's parliament speaker Ali Larijani says Muslim nations should join hands to get Palestinians their rights. Larijani made the remark in a meeting with the Indonesian parliament speaker Marzuki Ali in Tehran. Larijani said Tehran and Jakarta should make efforts to further strengthen bilateral ties. Ali also held talks with the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili. At the meeting, Jalili said the U.S. must choose between change and further isolation. Jalili said U.S. President Barack Obama's peace plan for the Middle East is a ploy. The Indonesian parliament speaker is in Tehran to join a three-way meeting between the parliaments of Iran, Indonesia and Syria.
Well, the Gaza Freedom Flotilla is edging closer to the besieged Palestinian enclave despite Israeli threats. The handful of ships left Cyprus early in the morning, hoping to reach Gaza on Monday. The convoy is carrying 10,000 tons of supplies and hundreds of politicians and activists. It aims to break Israel's blockade and deliver much-needed supplies to Palestinians. But Israel has promised to intercept the fleet at sea. Tel Aviv has also prepared a makeshift detention center in the port of Ashdod. It says people sailing on the ships will face deportation or arrest. Well, the former Israeli premier is under investigation in a major corruption scandal.
That's right. Israeli police have questioned Ehud Olmert again over his involvement in a real estate corruption scandal. Olmert is suspected of taking hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes. They were allegedly paid during construction of a massive apartment project in Jerusalem Al-Quds when Olmert was mayor in the 1990s. This is the latest in a series of graft accusations against the former Israeli prime minister. He's already on trial for other corruption charges which forced his resignation from office in 2008.
Egypt's banned opposition group Muslim Brotherhood has accused Cairo of preventing its candidates from campaigning in the upcoming parliamentary elections.
Security forces take down the banners of our candidates and paint over their posters. They prevent our candidates from moving around to campaign, which is their right by law, and they have prevented them from meeting with the voters in their constituencies.
Well, the Brotherhood leader also said the repression has been made possible through Egypt emergency law. Meanwhile, the report said 30 Muslim Brotherhood supporters were injured after the security forces opened fire on their campaign march in a town in the north of Cairo. The Brotherhood group is officially banned from Egypt's politics, but it has affiliated candidates in parliament. It says it is fielding 15 candidates for June the 1st polls for the upper house of parliament. Well, the British Airways cabin crew have kicked off a fresh round of strikes.
The walkout has grounded flights for tens of thousands of people. It's expected to disrupt travel during the half-term school holidays, one of the UK's busiest weekends for air travel. The second five-day strike is to be followed by more action on June the 5th. Now, the action comes after talks failed over pay and staffing levels between BA officials and the union Unite. BA says the strike has already costed about £85 million.
Now you're watching World News here on Press TV. It's time for a quick reminder of the headlines this hour. Washington says the oil spill is the worst environmental disaster America has seen. A top U.S. general says the Afghan war will continue beyond the Obama deadline. International aid ships sail towards Gaza. They are defying Israeli threats to stop them. And fresh travel disruptions in the UK as British Airways cabin crew resume a strike.